Congratulations, boy.
Many gave their lives that we might stand here once again, united in the government of a lawful republic.
Well, listen, there's one more thing.
You don't remember
what your wife was wearing that night, do you?
Regarded, for all intents and purposes, as my lawful son,
Gaius Octavian Caesar.
Would you care for a jelly, baby?
Okay, well, hey, Ray.
Hey, Cam, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good, Ray. I'm very excited today, Ray.
It's a
big day for us.
Chills.
So 3.5 years, I think, 16 and a half.
Yeah. Some time has passed, yeah.
Three and a half years. We have been doing podcast about the Caesars and you know, we did 60 odd episodes of Julius Caesar. Now we've done 60 odd episodes of Augustus Caesar.
Fair and balanced.
You know, I had ambitions for this show when we started. I thought it could be fun. I thought it could be a good show. I thought we could entertain the chillins.
Right.
And I thought we might have some guests on, and I thought we might have some scholars, some academics, some historians.
Some big names. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But really, I never in my wildest dreams thought we would have a guest of this caliber. If you can, in fact, call him a guest.
Right. It's his show.
It is his show. It's always
been
his show.
We're just as high priests. Yeah.
Even before we started it, it was his show. Because he is all things to all people. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Before the world existed, he existed. And we were all created because of his love for us. We have on the show today, as our guest, the Son of God himself.
Right. Please clarify.
Divus Augustus, a.k.a. the Princeps.
Woo!
I know, it's big. I'm gonna sink him in to the call now.
What do you say to God? I'm so nervous. Oh my!
Well, you talk to me every week, man. You should be used to it.
That's a false God. There's a difference.
I'm a God, not the God of podcasting.
Right.
Hello, gentlemen. Exactly. Can you hear me?
Oh, we're bowing down. We're not worthy. Princeps. Thank you for joining us, Princeps, on the show.
Thank you.
Can you hear me okay, or do I have to try to connect these Bluetooth headphones?
Princeps,
your voice is very divine.
Surely you have people to do those sorts of things for you.
Little eunuchs.
Oh, I thought they were chairs. Arabs. Okay, thank you for clarifying. So
you're talking about the operating system Unix or
no, not Linux, Unix.
Linux comes from Unix. Come on, I believe you know something about software, Princeps. You invented it. You invented everything. We just said the entire world was created because of your love.
I don't know about that, but Cleopatra would probably have a disagreement there, but screw her.
She's dead.
Yeah, you probably,
maybe I did. I don't
maybe
know.
You
I don't
did.
Remember. It was a while ago.
It was a long time. Now, Princeps, I believe you just texted me and said that your wife, a.k.a. Livia, I'm sure. You've told her you're not going to be long, so we got to whip this in and out quickly like Ray did in Vegas.
I knew a Ray joke was coming.
Yeah, Vegas joke. Well, they're all Ray jokes.
Yes.
Well, Princeps, we're honored. We are the high priests of your cult in 2017, as you know. There are some pretenders to the cult, but they just write books and shit like that. We actually we
you go do the real stuff.
Yeah, we go out to the people. We steal their books and then we go, we tell them to the peoples. Princeps, let's go back and if we can and talk a little bit about what you've seen, what you've done, your thoughts on your life thus far.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, do you want to start? Do you have can you muster an intelligent question for the Princeps, or are you too giddy?
I'm giddy. I really would love to know, just between you and me, and you can whisper this. I mean, were you going for, you know, world domination all along? Did you really mean anything you said when you were just trying to make Rome great again, or were you just really packaging that up and just trying to do what your adopted father could not, who had failed to do? Were you going for the whole ball of wax?
I think, in looking back, I was definitely looking to improve upon what my divine father failed to do and learn from his shortcomings.
Right.
Oh,
because
is that a height joke? Are you sneaking a height joke in there just to have a stab at Ray Princeps? That's good. I like that.
No, he can't use the word mistakes because he's a god now. So you can't.
Yeah. So I was looking to choose the words carefully, right? You know. Uh-huh. So
yeah, absolutely.
Caesar, divine Caesar. You know, he did very well. He was the first of his kind for sure. So I only stood upon his shoulders and was able to succeed thanks to him. And thanks to my other good buddy, Mr. Agrippa. A lot of credit definitely goes to him. But yeah, I mean, we were definitely looking to establish a long term rule over the realm of everybody, as far as we knew.
Right.
But I wasn't going to look to go as far as that Alexander guy. He kind of got sidetracked in India.
Yeah, took it way too far. follow up question, and again, it's just us, you and Agrippa. Pals, buddies, anything more?
We were the original BFFs, but nothing more than that. Nothing probably like you and Cameron in Vegas. Right. So I've heard, but you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So
you were in Vegas. We got our photo taken.
there's a big ass statue. There's a big ass statue of me in Vegas.
Yeah, that's really your town, Vegas, man. It's dedicated.
I think on Facebook, I think I was photobombing you there in one of the pictures.
Yeah.
Good one.
I like the fact that you said you were standing on the shoulders of Julius Caesar, because I think that that shows the level of humility that I've always believed that you had. And B, because I know someone stood on Ray's shoulders once and they still couldn't see over the kitchen table. So, it's...
But I tried to help.
Now, Princeps, if I may, I just want to ask you about your accent, because I'm sort of surprised. I expected, it was very heavily accented English, obviously Latin and Greek being your native languages, although you did learn to speak in Greek, I think, only so you could give speeches out in the provinces. But obviously it's been a long time since then. Your accent has morphed somewhat.
Somewhat, yeah. So, life in Italy was great, but after 2,000 years, I decided to branch out and go to a couple other areas of the world and settle down on one particular area, which I picked up on their accent.
Yeah, eh?
And,
well done.
You picked up on their accent, eh?
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 I'm close to that accent, but not quite.
Oh, sounds pretty close to me. So... I believe, though, you recently, after a long time away, as we've discussed on the show, it's very difficult for you to spend much time in Rome because you're kind of the big dog and it puts people off their game. They're not quite sure where to look, what to do. They're always bowing down. It gets in the way, makes life difficult for you. I mean, as we know, even a regular celebrity like a George Clooney, who I'm often mistaken for,
No, they mistake Clooney for you, buddy.
Well, it goes both ways, and it's annoying for both of us, I'm quite sure. But
oh my god,
when a big celebrity goes out, they try to go out to dinner to a restaurant, they try to go to a show, they get mobbed by their fans. It's very difficult. It's very awkward to live a normal life. Of course, for you, it's 1,000 times more difficult because people are expecting you also to make every decision. So I know you haven't been back to Rome for a long time, but you recently went back and made a royal visit, I believe.
Yes, it's been a while. I mean, the last time I was there was, if I do the math right, it'd be, I guess, in modern terms, it was 2009 I was there. Then I was there recently in April, early April of this year. And so that was the first time back in a number of years. And it was quite impressive to be there again.
What did you think what they've done with your city? I mean, it was, you found it made of clay and your stone, and you left it built in marble. What have they improved on it since then?
I don't know what the hell's happened. I mean, I was there, and it's kind of gone back to a lot of brick. I don't know where the marble went, but I didn't visit that area on the Vaticanus Hill, so I've heard a lot of stuff has ended up over there, unfortunately. But it was crazy in my day, and now, you know, with all the horseless carriages, so to say, and the automated vehicles, it's a different level of craziness. But it was nice to be there. That that road that what's his name, that fascist guy built was quite disappointing.
Mussolini.
The road he's built between, you know, the Capitoline Hill and where that big Colosseo is now, that the one of those guys built, not one of my direct descendants, Titus and Vespasian, that they built. I mean, an impressive building for sure, and it probably was even more impressive in its day. Especially when Russell Crowe was running around it. But it was impressive to see. It was disappointing. You know, it's always brings a little tear to the princeps eye that, to see my forum there kind of in its current state, but it's still nice to see, especially that big firewall is still there. That's nice. And, you know, I have great memories from around there, but, and they do a lot of nighttime projections of things there of, you know, to digitally recreate it, which is awesome. But, I didn't see that because I had to get to bed early.
The
first light.
Well, you always have been had a delicate constitution, so that doesn't surprise us. Jump in, Ray, I just wanted to make note that I noticed when you pronounce princeps, you do it with the hard C, princeps. Does that mean you also refer to yourself as Caesar Augustus?
Well, yeah, I notice you guys on the show always say princeps, but I think the Latin pronunciation, if I remember correctly, but it's been a while, you know, it's been a few millennia. I think it's princeps. I think it's hard to see because I think Caesar should actually be Kaiser Julius, you know, Julius Kaiser, no J in our day. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that J thing came from. And like Cicero, I think that character, I think he should actually be called Cicero. As I said, Latin's fallen out with me for a little bit, and I don't remember all the rules and everything.
Yeah, if we stuck to that, I don't think anyone would understand. I don't think people understand what the fuck we're talking about time. So it'd just be twice as difficult. Yeah, so Ray, you wanted to jump in there?
Just the correct pronunciations would just be way too much work for us. But I just had two follow-up questions. Were you surprised by the size of the horseless carriage in your former country? Because I remember when I was there, it's like I was a giant walking amongst, those things are pretty tiny. And two, are you okay with or maybe disappointed in the way those local people drive those contraptions like madmen?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did have the opportunity to visit, where Alexander went, speaking, going back a little bit, you know, to India, and, you know, rode the, the rickshaws. Right. So the stuff in Italy, the stuff in Italy is a little bigger than that. But some of those cars were kind of, I guess you call them cars, and little trucks are tiny, and they were, scarier than the litters I would ride around in, they drive a little wackadoodly, but wackadoodly. You know, In general, I think it's Italy, so there's a little gray area when it comes to some of the rules. But that, I think it's always been like that.
Wackadoodly must be an Italian.
I was probably the king of gray here and there in my day.
Wackadoodly must be a Latin term that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it's a highly technical term from the ancient Latin. So
yeah. Ray's comment about the size of cars for some reason aside, tell us about some of the things that you saw when you visited Roma that took you back, maybe things that you were familiar with or you hadn't seen for a long time. Maybe let's talk about a little bit of the architecture, maybe some of the highlights of your trip.
Yeah, so it was an impressive trip. I was there just a few days strolling around, and it was impressive to see the Forum Nerva and my forum there, to see that from up above. I kind of went back behind the firewall there that's still there. I mean, that's impressive to see that it's survived so many years, and to remind people that I didn't steal land. I bought it from people, so that's why it's kind of an odd shape. It's not totally symmetrical. Going up to the Capitol line was always a great experience. I highly suggest people to do that. Go get their tickets, buy them in advance, so you don't have to stand in line.
And do you get a cut? Do you get a percentage of the proceeds?
If I did, everything would be automatically routed to your guys' podcast funding.
Wow! So well generous. Said.
Thank you, my lord.
But standing at the old tabularium and looking across the forum is one of the best views you can ever see of the forum. And there's obviously there's a lot of things there that weren't there when I was in my youth. I think Tiberius rebuilt. There's a couple columns left of Castor and Pollux. They were originals from Tiberius's time, and that was like one of the very few things that he rebuilt before he scooted off to his little island there and did whatever he did. There's plenty of stories about that that are fascinating, of course. The most impressive thing for me was to stroll around Trajan's forum, because now you can go right down to the original ground level. You can walk right up to some of the surviving marble that's from the original floors there. And that was most impressive. And just it's one of the fewer visited places, the forum, as well as the markets. I mean, when I was there, it was like me, some group of noisy school kids that kind of came and went, and maybe a couple other people. So it's a quiet place to go, and but you can wander around everywhere and be by yourself at times, or have small groups kind of passing you by. But it's a great place to see the Roman architecture and what we were able to design and develop and achieve at its peak, because I think it pretty much peaked around Trajan's time. I would say probably Hadrian's time. And speaking of him, I did go walk over and see his Pantheon, which is awesome, of course. And to give a shout out to Mr. Darius Aria, met with him there. Are you guys aware of him?
No.
Okay, well, I could send you a link or something. But he's an archaeologist by training. He's based in Rome, and he's just started a couple of online classes. So interesting character. He's been on a lot of shows and whatnot. But so I met with him, and we checked out the Pantheon, which is so impressive to see. I mean, just to think that today, if I handed people a computer, they probably couldn't even design or build that. In the day, I mean, we didn't have these computers and things. They just kind of figured it out and built it, and it still stands.
Nice.
On the place where Agrippa originally built his Pantheon. So, and that's why his name is on the front of the Pantheon.
Yeah. Did you get a photo of you with that, with your BFF's name on it?
I got a photo. Yeah. I'll have to post it. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I'm in the photo or not, but I do have a couple photos.
Excellent.
Just real quick. I mean, I'm not trying to start any controversy, because that's not what we're all about. But the new master, the new master of Rome, Pope something. He's taken over. I mean, are you okay with that? I mean, are you thinking about going back in and making some changes, or are you just, I don't know, live, let live? Or how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm happy to see that the title of Pontifex Maximus has continued through the eon. So, there's been some wild guys in there who didn't deserve the title, but I think the current dude who has the title, I think he's quite honorable and worthy of the title. I'm impressed by him, and so I think he's doing an excellent job. So I would not try to take the title away back from him.
Do you remember? I don't know how good your Latin is, Princeps, but do you remember where the name for Vatican Hill comes from? The Vaticanus.
Vaticanus. After me, Nero had, I think, a circus up there, I think? But where the name originally comes from, I don't recall.
No, it's been a long time. I didn't expect you to. But there are various theories, but Varro in the first century BCE connected it to Vagitanus, who's one of my favorite gods. Vagitanus was the Roman god who they thought gave infants the ability to talk when they speech. When they first screamed, their first cry, uh-huh. when they come out of the Vagitano,
that Vagitanus. I was thinking maybe you were talking maybe something vegan or something vegetarian or something, but okay. I should figure we'd go the former, not the latter.
The Vagitus, the first syllable of that is actually wa, not a v like we would pronounce it, wa. Yep. Which was their first cry of a baby, wah! So they thought Vagitus, Vagitanus. Anyway, there you go. I always wondered what the connection is between that and the Pope. Babies crying, vag. I just like the vag. I just call it the vag. I'm going to the vag. That always goes down well. Show me your vag, I say to the Catholics.
So you are a vegetarian.
Oh, I'm definitely a vegetarian, my friend. Definitely. Despite
vegetarianus.
Despite the rumors that Ray tries to spread, I'm definitely a vegetarian.
So you guys are going, are you planning a trip to Rome?
Yes. Well, yes, absolutely. We're planning a trip next year, about 12 mm-hmm. months from now. Although, and I wanted to ask you about this, I was just reading this morning that the renovations to your tomb, the mausoleum, they're saying will be ready by 2019. I'm like, well, I mean, now, A, I know these are Italians saying this, so, you know, don't take it too literally.
Take it with a chunk. Take a chunk of salt with that one.
Yeah, I think Mussolini said it was going to be finished in 1941, so, we're still waiting. But it would be great to go when that has been restored to visit your mausoleum in all of its magnificence. But, at the moment, the plan is to go right about June or July next year.
Awesome. Yeah, because there's a trip I think you have planned. Ray, you'll head down under to visit Cameron, correct?
Yeah, that's happening.
And if I survive that.
That's happening in about 6 weeks. Yeah, he's going to be here very soon, which is going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Well, Princeps, we no disrespect intended, but we know you've got to go soon. Olivia's calling and, she must be obeyed. is your friend Matt there? I thought we might just have a chat to Matt for a few minutes, if he's available.
Yeah, I can find him, yes. Thank you.
Well,
he's here.
It's been an honor talking to you, Princeps, and all the best. And
It's been my honor to be on your show. You guys have a wonderful show. I think all the kidding aside and the joking and the tangents that go off with the crazy music selections, which I do enjoy. It's you guys definitely have an informative show, and I've learned a lot through the show. It's reminded me of some stuff, and I don't say fact checking, I go just some fact to verifying just to build up my memory cells again, but it's incredible show. I've listened to it all the time, and I recommend it to everybody.
Well,
and share it all the time on my Facebook page.
You do, and we appreciate that, and we're honored.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep. Yes. Thank you, Divis.
Yep.
I've been on my knees the whole time.
Which is where you normally are, but you know.
Are you with Cam already?
Only in spirit.
Only in spirit.
All right, is Matt there?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Matt, how are you? Funny
yes,
how
sir.
You, I thought you'd changed your voice or something, Matt, but no, you just,
I'll start speaking with an Italian accent now.
Just going with it. So, Matt, tell us, if you can, about why you are, your relationship with Divis Augustus online. I believe that you manage Divis Augustus's online presence, his Facebook page. Tell us about when and where and how that started.
Well, I've been on Facebook I started on Facebook as Matthew Hall, 2008 or so. I don't know when Facebook even started, but, you know, sometime after it started, I started, you know, it was incredible because you could start connecting with people all around the world. I discovered people with mutual interest of ancient Roman history. And my particular interest is around the architecture. So thanks for asking some questions there. I've been fascinated with classical architecture and how it's, you know, perpetuated down through the centuries and how it was, brought back with like McKim, Mead and White in the early 20th century in the U.S. with neoclassical architecture and Beaux-Arts architecture. And then in early 2011 or 12, I was getting sick of it because it was after the shooting at Sandy Hook, I think in where was that, Connecticut or something? You know, all the students got shot up.
Yep.
There were, you know, it just kind of seemed, it just showed all this division. I mean, I'm not a big gun fan. Some of the ridiculousness that was coming out with people that were still pro guns. And it was just kind of turning me off, and I wanted to get off of Facebook but I made connections with, like Stephen Saylor, who's, the author of like some historical fiction novels and other people. Like I connected with even Carl Galinsky, because, you know, he's on Facebook and he was responsive and I've read some of his books about Augustus and I don't know why I drifted towards Augustus. I just think he's probably one of the most devious and shrewd politicians that has ever walked the earth. I mean, I see it as like every move he made had to be calculated and thought through and the way he was tricking Mark Antony and just, he definitely took a long-term plan and vision. And I just found him fascinating, and to establish, you know, the Pax Romana and everything, it was incredible. So as I was reading a lot of history and making connections with people, I said, well, I want to get off of Facebook as myself, but I didn't want to lose all those connections I was making, and, you know, because that part I was loving. So I thought, then it just suddenly dawned on me. It's like, holy shit, I could be anybody I want on Facebook. I don't know about now if they've changed that, but So I thought, all right, I'll go with Augustus because I have that interest. And, you know, I started making those connections and I reconnected with some of my family or friends, you know, real life friends, and just said, hey, it's this is really me. And that just kind of kept it going. And people found it interesting and people would start, you know, sending me friend requests from around the world. And I have no idea who they were. And so I would accept the friend requests and just kind of, you know, go there and have fun with it.
Yeah.
So something to do in the evening when, you know, if I get sick with work and I wanted to stay on the computer, I could just, you know, continue with Facebook and, you know, perpetuate that fun. And, you know, at the same time, learn some things and maintain these connections around the world. And then, you know, somehow I think I stumbled across your guys' podcast when I was just discovering, hey, there's podcasts on my iPhone. So I was like, I was doing searches for ancient Roman things, and I think you guys popped up, and I started your Caesar podcast. That's where I discovered you.
The old one.
I don't think I listened to all of them because there was like a gazillion episodes, and I listened to a number of ones. And Caesar was interesting. Caesar's interesting to me, but more interesting to me is more like Sulla and Gaius Marius. And when you guys talked about that, I really listened to all those episodes, and some of the Caesar ones I listened to here and there. But then, you know, when you start the Augustus ones, like, okay, I'll focus on those, obviously.
Cool.
And that's,
I'm glad we can meet your needs.
Sorry?
I'm glad we can meet your needs. I'm glad you found it interesting.
Yeah, you can meet my needs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny. Like, I'm usually listening to you like at the gym if I'm working out or like lifting or if not that I lift very much, I'm getting old, but or if I'm on the treadmill, it's like people got to be wondering why I'm bursting out laughing when there's some some things that you guys say. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself. We don't want to take responsibility for that.
Yeah,
don't sue us.
No, never. Your interest in architecture aside, you don't work in architecture, right? I think you work in the software field.
No, I work for a French software company called Dassault Systèmes. It's a PLM CAD kind of company based out of France. Their headquarters are just outside of Paris, and I've been working for them almost. It'll be 5 years this August. And started out in a tech sales role, but the last few years I moved over to marketing. So I'm dealing in a marketing role with them. And I think you could find me on LinkedIn if I didn't send you the profile. But right now I'm in an interesting spot. They gave me a new title, and so it's fun. I can't complain. It's probably the best company I've worked for so far. And before them, I was working for 11 years with IBM, which sucked.
Is your French better than your Latin now?
Well, I don't have to speak French for this company. I mean, it's nice to have and to show that I can, I can speak a few words, that they always appreciate it. That goes far. If you're in Italy, any country, I mean, you try to speak some of their language and you don't get up on the soapbox like, I'm a American, act like the Dumbo in the White House sometimes, but I'm sorry, I don't know your political sway, but I could get a feel for it. Yeah.
Really? You've listened to our show, but you don't know our political sway? Really?
Yeah, well, you never know. I mean, I don't know if you guys are what you. You're the one with the hat, Cameron, in that picture.
Yeah.
No, we're authentic.
You speak a few words and, you'd be polite. You go pretty far in a foreign country.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yes, as well. No, I speak Japanese. The other language I can speak is Japanese because I lived in Japan for about 5 years, 5.5 years.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Wow. And yeah, my wife's from Japan.
And so the working for the French company, does that give you an opportunity to get over to Europe a bit?
Yeah. I've been there several times and a couple times already this year. Last year I was there probably 4 times, and they got me to India and they get me around. I was in Korea and Japan between November and December last year. Personal trip to Japan in October. So I did a bunch of traveling fourth quarter of last year and the beginning of this year, because as I said, my job transition happened. And so I had to go for a number of meetings, but just found out today there's some travel ban for internal meetings. They want everything done through Skype. So, whoops.
Starts. Yeah.
It's just the end of quarter probably thing. But yeah, then they're going to, slow down the travel for summer, but that's easy because most of the French go on vacation for all summer anyway. So,
wow.
Yeah, but I'm glad we connected today because I'll be out in Chicago next week.
So when you travel you come back into the country and the Trump administration's people on border patrol say we want to see your Facebook profile before we let you back in.
That must be awkward.
Yeah, do you have to explain who Divis Augustus is? Is that
just don't listen to the podcast?
Yeah. Listen to the podcast, buddy. No, well, fortunately, being of a fair skin color and kind of blondish reddish hair, I usually don't have problems.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, Matt,
if you saw the Melissa McCarthy skit of Spicer, where it's like, oh, here comes the blonde hair girl, she's okay, but then they bring in the black doll. It's like, wait a minute,
Spicy's getting tired.
Yeah, yeah. Moose lambs.
I love Melissa McCarthy's Spicy. That's so good.
She's hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend, so catch up on that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but no, I don't want to take too much of your time. You guys maybe are going to build another podcast or five, so I got to let the kid catch up.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on and chatting with us, Matt. And, we're big fans of your the Facebook profile that you host for the Princeps and thank him for coming on and spending some of his valuable time with us.
I'm a big fan of your podcast. How many more you got to go?
Fuck, we don't know. Well,
you gotta kill everybody off.
The theory, I think,
I kind of picked up on the thing you said a few casts ago that you know somebody was worried that you were kind of stretching it out, and I don't think you're doing that at all. But, and you know, screw him, whoever complained about that. But you know, because you're to the point where you know Augustus's enemies are dead, and so I was just kind of curious if he had like 10, 12, or what you're thinking.
Well, I think we haven't really discussed in detail, but I think the idea is that we will keep going past Augustus up until...
Cool. Oh, that's a good idea, yeah.
Up until such point in time as we get bored or the audience gets bored. I don't know, but... Yeah. I'm interested in keeping going with the Julio-Claudians at least, and we'll see where that gets us. Yeah, Ray?
Well, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Julians are my people. So actually, hopefully we can get through them.
By the time, you know, we might just morph it into my Christianity podcast, Ray, once we get up to...
There we go.
We'll sort of end of the Julio-Claudians, and then it'll just morph into the Christianity... I don't know. All right.
Yeah, well, I wish you all the best on the Jesus project you got going, too.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, that's really exciting. All right.
Yeah, they'll be...
Well,
all right, guys. People, well, no, thank you very much. I'm no scholar or anything, but I appreciate you connecting with me. It was fun.
Yeah, well, neither are we. I don't know if you picked that up, but,
you guys are genius.
It's true.
Little secret.
It's true, we're not.
Divus Augustus on Facebook. If you don't already follow Divus Augustus, jump up there and follow. Are you? Do you do Twitter or anything like that, or is it just Facebook?
I am on Twitter and Facebook.
All right, Twitter and Facebook. Divus Augustus.
Yep. Check him out.
I'm trying to come up with a challenge every month, so it's a little bit difficult. But you know, so whoever answers it'll always be a yes or no question. It's not going to be ambiguous. It'll have to be a definite answer. And the first person that answers it correctly, I send them a prize.
Wow!
Nice.
What kind of best prizes virgin. Are you giving? What kind of prizes are you giving up?
Oh, so far it's been I find something that's interesting in book form, and I sign it, and give them a little message, and send it to them. So I've sent one to two to the UK, one to Brazil, and one to Canada.
Wow!
I believe I got to make sure I sent that to him. I got to double check. Speaking of, I got to live up to my word.
That's hardcore. All right.
So it's fun.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your night.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll cut it there.
Nice. Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I meant him.
No.
Okay.
He's
gone. I heard the bleep.
No, he's gone.
All right. Well, let's do a bit of a wrap-up.
Eight.
Well, there you go. The Princeps himself, Ray. What did you think of that? Wow. He very, very unassuming, I thought. I was very impressed.
Yeah. Well, see, but he's staying in character. I mean, 2,000 years ago, he just pretended to be a servant of the people, really going for total power. He's still in that mode today. It's actually quite brilliant on his part. Just, hey, I'm one of the guys, but he's really running things. I bet he owns the French company. It's a cloak. Yeah.
He's playing the long con, man. The long con. Yeah.
I'm going to take over France. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the show, folks. Just a little bit of a fun break. Check out Divus Augustus. He does genuinely post a lot of good stuff that's Augustus related. Right. If you don't already follow him, it's worth doing that. If you're interested in Augustus-y shit. So there, as we are. All right, yes. we'll be back with a regular episode next week.
I'll be.
Bye. Oh, hold on. Fucking outro music. Where is it? What?
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.